The Federal Bureau of Land Management offers something called RAP Camp in the summer in Southern Oregon. Middle school kids who get registered for the camp and are not paying close attention may think they'll hear plenty of their favorite kind of music, but RAP in this case stands for Resources and People, and darn it, it's educational in nature, but quietly so. RAP Camp is part of a larger BLM effort called Take It Outside. Shane Rossbach is a public affairs officer with the BLM Roseburg District and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about RAP Camp and Take It Outside. Hi, Shane.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you back here.
Yeah,
let's talk about RAP Camp and how long it's been around and what some of the basic components of it are.
Sure. So RAP Camp, this is its 24th year, so it's been going a long time. It started in 1992 when the agencies between the BLM and Forest Service got together and really thought they needed to do some more to really engage with the youth and try to encourage them to pursue careers in natural resources, because ultimately we have a big challenge in getting enough folks to really go into those careers. And there's a lot of really good jobs out there for that. So that's what the overall focus of the camp is trying to kind of spark that interest with students. And age range is 13 to 18, so we get them coming right into high school, and the camp is a week-long program. They're introduced to a broad variety of careers over the week. We get them out with specialists, so they actually get to kind of engage with the work that those specialists do on a daily basis and kind of get a taste of what a career and job might be like in that field, and covers all sorts of different fields, from archaeology, wildlife, forestry, fisheries, soils, geology, just kind of the broad breadth. And then, we really try to provide a lot of enhancement for students and, just show them the area. We take them up to Crater Lake. They get to go to a working cattle ranch, experience, what that's like, and just kind of understand the complexities that go into managing our natural resources and using them wisely.
I'm a little surprised to hear about difficulty in getting people to come work in resource jobs. I mean, granted, I'm not a young guy myself, but I do remember when I was younger hearing that just about everybody put down forest ranger as number one on their list of things they'd like to do. Great job, get to work outside, so forth.
It is, yeah. Well, one of the big trends is, a lot of kids nowadays, there's a lot of other distractions and things out there, other career paths to go down, and more and more of them are living in more urban areas, so they're not necessarily exposed to the degree that a lot of students once were. So what we're trying to really connect with is a lot of students that may never have thought, hey, that could be a potential job opportunity. And so we get a lot of students. We have a large group that come up from Northern California, all the way from Sacramento up through the northern part of the state. And then we have students that come from all over Oregon, both from urban and rural areas over in eastern Oregon. And then we even have a few that come down from Washington on occasion. And actually, a couple of years back, we had a couple from Hungary actually come.
Really?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, so a little bit of an international stint there. But, it's a fantastic program, though. And, students throughout the week, there's always a few that show up, and they're kind of unsure, but by the end of the week, most of them don't want to go home.
Well, I was going to ask how much of this is students who whose parents put them in the camp, and how many are students who volunteered for the camp. You probably get a sense of that mix right from day one.
Yeah, actually, the students generally, past few years, they've been a fantastic groups of students, really engaged and interested, and just. It's amazing watching that just discovery with a lot of them, and seeing them get to interact with the specialists and everything, and get to see what they could actually do as a career. Because there's some great work out there that they may never think about.
So Shane, I wonder how specialized you get. For example, if they're looking at the work of a hydrologist or a geologist or something, I mean, how much into the nitty gritty finer points of the work do they get exposed to? They spend a whole day with a geologist or something?
So we've got sessions with the professional, the specialist, and they'll work with them anywhere from half an hour to 2 hours, depending on what the session is. An example would be our water quality session. Students get to actually we send them out in canoes with specialists, and they go out and they will actually do water sampling at different places at Lake of the Woods. So right at the inception of the stream into the lake, they'll take water samples. They'll be looking at turbidity and water temperature and those kind of things. And you know, they're given the, we provide them the kits and everything, so they're actually able to do the scientific data collection that a specialist would do. And they're shown how it works and the reason why that's collected, and how that feeds into the larger picture of land management. So then, you know, through the week, they're getting that experience. They're getting those experiences with those different elements of natural resource management. And then at the end of the week, we ask them to, they have to pull it all together. So we usually have land managers. So there'll be district or forest supervisors. They come at the end of the week and actually work with groups of students on a what we call the land, LMX, the land management exercise. And the students get to kind of pull everything they've learned throughout the week together, and they get to role play. One of them might be a forester working for a timber company. Another one might be a recreationist. And they're given an area to work with, which is finite resources, and they have to come up with a plan and work together to manage those limited resources together. So then we give them a mock public meeting as well, so they actually have to present their proposal and answer tough questions.
Wow, so you have the whole thing where you got people coming in from the environmentalist or timber industry side and just peppering them with tough questions?
Yep, we just, you know, oftentimes, you know, we've had the land managers there to ask tough questions, you know, that they may have been asked in meetings. But actually, the past couple of years, the students have done an absolutely fantastic job of just coming up with some really, you know, bright questions to ask their fellow students during that process. And so, you know, that's kind of the opportunity for them to kind of see it in practice. So even if, you know, their long-term interest isn't to go into a, you know, career with natural resources, they leave with that experience and understanding how to maybe engage in some of the, you know, the dialogue and processes that we have with land management.
Shane Rossbach is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a public affairs officer with the Bureau of Land Management in the Roseburg District Office. We're talking about RAP Camp in the summer at Camp Esther Applegate at Lake of the Woods in Southern Oregon. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about resources and people. RAP Camp, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. It sounds like the people who put the camp on learn at least as much from the kids as the kids learn from the camp.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Every year, the students that come, they, you know, so many of them now are bringing new technology and everything. So I know I learn something new every year from the students. And yeah, you know, they're great groups to work with.
So you mentioned that you started doing this in 1992, which is actually just prior to the Northwest Forest Plan being developed. So it sounds like you've never had a lack of things to talk about if you're trying to teach controversy as well as just the basic nuts and bolts operation of forests and rangelands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about all those various components, and you know, when you're talking about, you know, resource management, you're dealing with, you know, a finite resource out there. So with forestry, you know, we try to convey the various aspects of that, you know, as a renewable resource and, you know, the different ways that it can be managed and everything and the dialogue around that, you know, all different sides of that issue and everything. And, you know, many students, they may never have been exposed to that. So that's new to them. It's educational, and that they can understand the different perspectives a little better. And the same with the wide variety of, you know, issues we deal with water and, you know, wildlife and all that kind of thing.
It's a pretty good mix of urban and rural kids, is that right, who show up for RAP
Camp? It is. That's also a whole nother, you know, really great component of the program, is that it's bringing a lot of students that, You know, they've never been out camping or anything like that. So, you know, we put them in cabins, and there's electricity in the cabins. They got a wood stove, but that's rustic for them. They haven't quite had that experience. They're in sleeping bags and everything. So, you know, there's always some acclimating to do when students get there on that regard, and that's a very big learning experience for them. And then we also get students that, you know, are well seasoned in that, and they help. You know, watching the students year to year, you know, it's great to watch that exchange of information and just kind of teaching each other about their own perspectives of where they've come from and everything.
I just have to wonder, Shane, if some of the urban and suburban kids have really not gotten close to nature much in their lives. I mean, no kidding. One of my roommates in college, I'd asked twice, those are cows, right?
No, it's true. Absolutely. You know, it was like... year or two ago, one of the students was like, you know, I've never seen snow. You know, so his opportunity to go to Crater Lake was his first time that he actually got to walk and, you know, be in snow. You know, so he had never gone to the mountains or anything like that. You know, we take them to a fish hatchery. They see how that functions. And, you know, being able to see all, you know, people, you know, working on, you know, growing fish for the fisheries, it's like, wow, you know, they've never seen anything like that. So, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the wildlife they get to interact with, a lot of the experience they get to have in canoeing or, you know, the various, you know, hiking activities. I lead a hike on the Pacific Crest Trail over there, and I talk about what, you know, the background of that. And you know, so that's really an eye-opening experience for them. It opens up options that they may not have thought before. I know some students, they've gone to Crater Lake, and after they've gone to camp, they've taken their parents on a trip, you know, to Crater Lake and everything, just because, you know, they wanted to take them back there so they could share that experience. And so, you know, it opens their eyes on numerous fronts, which is just really rewarding to get to work with a program like that.
I wonder if it's paid the big dividend much over the years, though, Shane, in the sense that do you get people who do come back and they are interested in jobs in resource businesses?
It does. You know, it's always a challenge trying to, you know, get students paired up with the right career field. It really requires someone to kind of be that mentor person to lead them. We've got one here in Roseburg that actually came out of RAP camp a couple of years ago. He's working in our forestry shop now and going to school. We've had a number of different students over the years, both with BLM, Fish and Wildlife. The Fish and Wildlife Service is a big partner, and they work on hiring students. We actually have a job component at camp where students get to develop a resume and get feedback on that resume from natural resource professionals on how they could better strengthen it. You know, because this is ultimately, you know, they're going into high school or maybe halfway through, so they don't have necessarily a lot on their resume, but what experiences have they had that would, you know, a person looking at their resume would think was, you know, worthwhile experience for a job in natural resources. So we help them with that, and we try to, you know, connect them up with job shadow opportunities after camp and things like that to, you know, if there's that interest and that drive, there's an avenue for them to kind of take that next step.
The resource and people or RAP camp is a resources and people camp. RAP camp is part of a larger effort, though. It falls under the umbrella of the Take It Outside program. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a program that a national level program for BLM that is looking at encouraging students and youth to get outside, families to get outside. You know, so the whole idea is to, you know, get kids out to be on the land and interact with, you know, the natural world, you know, so they can understand it a little better and understand the value that provides to all of us. So it's really encouraging that. And so, yeah, RAP Camp falls under that umbrella, that program.
And what are some of the other components of the Take It Outside?
As far as
other programs, like I mean, are there other RAP camps, other places? Are there other?
So yeah, there are a variety of different programs out there that fit in the same vein as Rap Camp. Not quite the same framework, though. Rap Camp's kind of unique in its overall format, but there's a lot of different take-it-outside programs where they could be, you know, day hikes for family hikes. You know, there's different events like Root Day where, you know, students get to go out and learn about, you know, native plants, things like that. So there's a whole variety of programs that each BLM district offers. So I'd encourage anyone interested in that, they can go on to the BLM website and look at some further programs on that.
And is that BLM.gov?
Uh-huh, BLM.gov.
Okay.
And then the, so also with the Rap Camp program, it's BLM.gov/OR/Rap Camp if they're interested in further information and any registration forms for camp as well.
And how much does Rap Camp cost, and what's the deadline for registering for it?
It is $225 is the tuition, and it, though we don't turn any students away for the inability to pay, so we'll work with a family if they've got financial challenges to make it possible for their student to go. So that's, we work to try to pair them up with a scholarship opportunity with one of the agencies that puts forward funds for the camp. So the base tuition, though, is $225, and that covers the students, all their food, supplies, and everything for the whole week. So it is quite a good deal.
Deadline?
The camp, it's 14th to the 20th.
The 14th of June, but when do they have to register?
So registration is by May 1st.
Okay, so coming up in about three, 4 weeks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Rossbach, rather, is the public affairs officer at the BLM Roseburg District Office, and he's been talking to us about the RAP, Resources and People Camp. Shane, thanks for joining us again on The Exchange.
Yep, thank you.
All right, take care.